crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live, ladies and gentlemen, and back Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. I did not intend to be out Thursday and Friday, but the last year I've had just so much family stuff going on so many fronts, illnesses, deaths, crises. I mean, you know how it is. Some years more bad stuff happens than happens in the previous 10. Some years more good stuff happens in a year than happened the previous 10. I've had a lot of great stuff happen this year as well. So many times I open up the broadcast with the Tale of Two Cities quote, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. And then it goes on to talk about that paradox. But I am here live today and intend to be here live tomorrow. And we will obviously open the phones up. I want to try to be disciplined, as I say so many times, and don't do it, and go through all of the really important news. There is so much to get into. There's also a lot of really positive news that I want to look at that just came out today. And every day there are examples of good things that are happening in society, in the world. I want to get into some of that coming up. Hershey explores removal of corn syrup. UN poll reveals global population does not believe global warming. It's the most unimportant issue. That's the way the UN cooks these polls, is what's the most important threat? A to Z, and then Z is climate change. They don't let you say, hey, I think it's a fraud. Just what's the least threat? Is it unicorns or is it pixie dust? I mean, and so you can't say unicorns aren't real. You just say it's the least, you know, threat of mythical creatures out there, from Rumpelstiltskin right down the line. Here's another one. San Diego encourages rainwater harvesting with rebates instead of cities everywhere trying to find people that harvest rainwater. Bankster lobbyists try to sneak derivatives bailout in budget legislation, but it's in trouble as the public learns about it. Wall Street moves to put taxpayers on the hook for derivative trades again. Protecting their derivatives, not letting them pay in the free market when they sell them to the public. And see, they'll put your pension fund or your investment in these, especially if they're guaranteed. So the answer is don't guarantee them. The answer is don't guarantee them. And then that way, these things don't get propped up. I mean, that seems like common sense, but, you know, derivatives are now worse than they were 6 years ago in 2008 with the so-called banker bailout. So that's all coming up today. That's just some of the news I have there. I have a little stack of corruption news I want to illustrate and tie together. And then the really big news, Obama is fully race baiting. That is the globalist strategy of false flag, is a cold race war in this country starting to go hot. And government, the pinheads up in the ivory towers, trying to scapegoat the police and make them the end-all, be-all villains. And believe me, I got a lot of problems with the police. Foremost, the globalist engineering of them. But when the mainstream media wants to scapegoat the police, when they zig, I zag, ladies and gentlemen, and I see these comments on InfoWars, it's a minority of comments, but they say things like, why are you suddenly supporting the police? There were cases of cops getting hit with bottles and rocks and shot at again and run over by cars and crowds chanting in Denver, hit them again. Two wrongs don't make a right. Just because the police are being militarized, trained to see us as the enemy, doesn't mean then we all then just turn into complete animals and say that all the police deserve to die. That's what the globalists want. And I know I harp on this, but I've seen this coming for a long time, and it's here. It's here. And if we can stop it and defuse it, it'll be a big blow against the globalists, because you can see they are full court press. We want to change the police, not kill the police.
smashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, the 7th day of December, 2014. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're here every Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And then, of course, we have the live weekday broadcast, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. The news websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, because we're fighting the construction of a prison planet using the truth via the info war. We will have open phones tonight after I go through a bunch of the top stories. I'll also tell you about some of the breaking news and analysis we're going to be going over in the second hour as well. The engineered cold race war that's now beginning to go hot is going into high gear right now in Obama's last 2 years. We've been calling this the last year in articles and special reports on the radio and television at InfoWars.com, and now it's happening. We're going to be breaking that down. Really good news on the realignment that's happening politically, but there's also a poison lining to this very pretty fluffy cloud. Dems final insult, Landrieu crushed, Politico. Cassidy trounces incumbent with Republicans set to control 54 seats in the next Congress. A major referendum against Obamacare, the total amnesty, shutting off the power plants, going after the guns, all of it. Here's the problem. The Republicans have a huge majority in the House, a juicy majority now with 54 seats in the Senate. And when they come back in January, Mitch McConnell, Joe Boehner, all of them, just calling Joe Boehner, Joe Biden, the same person, being sarcastic. Speaker of the House Boehner and others are going to go right along with Obama and not repeal Obamacare, not repeal a bunch of anti-defense gun control garbage, not fight all these executive orders, not really fight Obama when it comes to open borders. They are just going to allow Boehner and McConnell and all of them and the Republican leadership the entire agenda to continue on when they were just given one of the biggest majorities in the last 100-plus years that the Republican Party has had. And you've got a bunch of blue blood rhino Republicans riding herd, perched on top of the entire situation. Half of the Democrats that voted for Obamacare in the Senate, and a bunch of Republicans that voted for it as well, are no longer in the Senate. Let's just get into this now. Last of Senate's Deep South Democrats defeated, AP. Republicans tie Landrieu loss to Hillary. Hillary Clinton has lost that new car smell. I don't think she ever had a new car smell unless it was a new car taken to the drive-in and vomited in by 100 teenagers. Or had a bunch of dead possums in the trunk. And that's the only smell I can see coming out of Hillary. I don't spiritually see the smell. Half of senators who voted for Obamacare won't be part of new Senate. There's the roll call of that. Lost and replaced by a Republican, Mark Begich. Senator Mark Pryor, Arkansas. Mark Udall, Colorado. Kay Hagan, North Carolina, all Democrats. Mary Landrieu, Louisiana. The list goes on and on. Feingold, Wisconsin. Blanche Lincoln in Arkansas. Arlen Specter, Democrat, Pennsylvania. He's been gone a while and dead a while, but they're just listing him. Jay Rockefeller, gone. Max Baucus, gone. Tim Johnson, gone. Tom Harkin, gone. Ben Nelson, gone. Byron Dorgan, gone. Gone. I mean, I'm not going to read the whole giant list, but it doesn't matter because John Boehner or Joe Biden Boehner and Mitch Barack Hussein Obama McConnell say, hey, we're not going to stop the amnesty. Hey, we're not going to stop Obamacare. We'll do some lawsuit that does nothing. Hey, we're not going to hold back the funds. Hey, we're not going to stop all these executive orders banning the importation of guns and ammo. Hey, we're not going to go and sanction the White House and the Justice Department for Fast and Furious. You know what? The big banks and the foreign interests that run this country, they like what we've done. And so, you know what we're going to do? We're going to continue the course. And so what if we even get voted out later? It'll just be replaced by more people we can co-opt or blackmail. But this political realignment is so big, and the people are coming together across the board against tyranny. What do? You race bait. And if the public's mad at the government and government has a 7% approval rating in Gallup, Congress is seen as government in general, a faceless, nameless group. 7% approval rating in Gallup, it's been that for about a year. It used to be like 12, 13 points. That was the previous record low. It's 7% right now. So what are they going to do? What's seen as the face of the government by the general public, about half of which know about fantasy football and know about Victoria's Secret and know how to drink beer or have a good time, but don't know how the world works, think it's fun and think it gives them an advantage not to care? Who is seen with all the corrupt laws and all the bureaucracy, who is seen as the face of the government? The police. And so you're now going to see a full-on war on the police who are federalized and globalized. That is, the feds are run by globalist interest under UNESCO treaties. I mean, go read it. They're being federalized, the feds themselves controlled, so might as well just have them be UN peacekeepers. And so what they're doing in a lot of cases is really bad. The change in policing on average is really bad. They do get away with a lot of bad stuff. There's a lot of villains in there, but there's a lot of good people in there. And that's not where the problem is stemming from. It's stemming from us letting foreign special interest run this country like a dumping ground or something. The wild, wild west of corruption. We're being looted 7 ways to Sunday right now. Pension funds have already been stolen. You just haven't been given the word yet. It's starting to be announced. The country signed on to 1,000 of 2,000 trillion, 2 quadrillion that have been created. The looting is going on, and even financial publications admit elites everywhere are cheating even more than ever, knowing that they've got to run to Luxembourg or Switzerland or the Cook Islands or to Costa Rica or to Grand Cayman or to, you know, all those other islands before it all goes down. So the bank robbers have already left the building, and now they just want us to have a shootout with the police and say they robbed the bank. And then you have a civil war on your hands, a nice rear guard action. While we're all busy killing each other in race wars and wars with the police, that might even go well for the globalists overseas. They don't want our legitimate form of government to operate so they can ever be brought to justice. They don't want us ever getting control of the government. So the best way to have the people in government fight with each other and have the fight to take the government over be violent so that it's not successful. Because we're winning the info war. We're going to take the government back. The globalists are going to be smoked out of their holes. Globalists all the time, and corrupt dictators and third world generals and first world corrupt capos and former presidents, prime ministers, they're always getting indicted and getting in trouble down the road. They know that. That's why they want a planetary government so that they're above the law and can never get in trouble. But to get that, they've got to destabilize nation states that the globalists have already leveraged out and financially bankrupt so they can blame civil wars and unrest for why those countries fall, whether it's in Europe, the Middle East, Asia, or the United States or the rest of North America. This is a formulae that's in the IMF and World Bank documents. Joseph Stiglitz, former head of the World Bank Economy Office, has come on the show and talked about it. That's why I predicted everything that's happening, because I didn't predict it. It's all in their own battle plan.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
The old rule of empires is to divide and conquer the people. President Obama is basically turning the presidency into a dictatorial office. That does not mean he will remain in office. It means that he's turning the office into an elected dictator position. And Congress, while giving lip service against it, the leadership is going along with it. So it's good that the electorate is waking up. It's good that shows like mine are seen as more and more mainstream, and the conspiracy theory labels being replaced with, wow, these people are informed. So it's now a badge of honor. It doesn't throw the public off that the so-called authority figures of dinosaur media and corrupt government tell you, oh, don't listen to them. They're conspiracy theorists. Obamacare is going to cut the price of your health care down to nothing or the cost of a phone bill. Oh, don't worry. We're not coming after your guns. Oh, don't worry. We're your friends. Don't worry. Be happy. They want you to be asleep so they can rob you. And Obama has gone on BET. He's gone on CNN. I mean, every week, he and the outgoing attorney general are running around promoting racism, which, by and large, in just everyday life, doesn't touch Americans like the discrimination of foreign banks running our government and signing us on to $2,000 trillion in fake derivatives. And there's new news on that today. The banksters are trying to ram through new derivatives bailout in budget legislation. So what do they have? They can play us off against each other, have the Democratic Party stir up some riots around the country. Police being above the law and abusive in some areas certainly is a real problem. That's one of the biggest topics we cover. But when you see a PR rollout to demonize people in uniform, period, being pushed by the White House, the Justice Department, MSNBC, CNN, CBS, ABC, NBC, it's everywhere. Race, 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 and whites are racist, and the police are racist, and they need to, you know, get it. And the Denver Post with the headline, and we've got video of this, cops get hit by a car at a demonstration, and the crowd starts chanting, hit him again, hit him again. That is mindlessness. And I saw a comment on InfoWars in our article with the video of that happening yesterday, and the commenter, one of thousands in there, or, you know, are saying, hey, what are you doing defending the police, Alex? What's this flip-flopping? And then a commenter under said, they look at each case and try to report who they believe is in the wrong and who is in the right. They don't mindlessly pick one side or the other. And that comment, in fact, I even took a screenshot of it with my phone, that comment illustrated basically everything. Mob rule, gang mentality. I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat. I'm black. I'm white. I'm a woman. I'm a man. I'm gay. I'm straight. They're using identity politics because the public doesn't have any identity when it comes to private property, when it comes to family, when it comes to history, when it comes to honor. The public in the West has had their culture, and the West conservatively had the dominant culture the last 400 years. The West was the model worldwide of culture. Everyone adopted it. And why did they adopt it? Because it was better. And I've always said, a velvet revolution of ideas, those usually succeed if you have the better ideas. No army can stop an idea whose time has come, to quote French statesman Victor Hugo. But see, as we lose our culture, because a strong, virtuous culture, compared to other cultures, wasn't perfect, isn't good for a ruling, corrupt elite that are engaged in fraud, shenanigans, and an economy of parasitic garbage. They don't want you knowing about divide and conquer, Hegelian dialectics, or Delphi techniques. They don't want you knowing how they're manipulating you. They want you with childlike minds of a three-year-old believing that Santa Claus is real, believing that when you go to a magician show, that it's real. The only thing real is the assistant and those garter belts, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing else is real. There's a hidden trap door in the table. That's where the rabbit's at. He didn't really pull it out of a hat. And you want to call me a conspiracy theory for saying that? I can read the legislation of Obamacare, and I read the subsections with the death panels. Now people are learning about the death panels. Now you're learning about the doubling and tripling of prices. You could have gone to the document instead of sitting there saying I was a conspiracy theorist. And still they play more games. They'll declare straw man victories against those of us that tell the truth. As our support rises, as their falls, they will announce we're defeated. As Ted Cruz races ahead to the leadership position in the Republican Party, neck and neck with Rand Paul and Governor Rick Perry, that's the three guys at the head of it right now. Two of them good, one of them, well, former Democrat and a globalist, Rick Perry, but that's a side issue. They have Time Magazine and others constantly write the same article that he's been discredited and he's a joke, Ted Cruz, because his numbers go up and up and up and because he was right about Obamacare. See, those are the games they play. And that's just one example I use that are constant to manipulate you. And only if you're being weak-minded can it work. The minute you start getting informed, it's over for them. So they are going into full court press to get us all fighting with each other. They're going to blame the local police for police brutality after they activate violent elements within these demonstrations that are demonstrating about legitimate things in many cases. Then the feds will come in and further federalize local police while posing as saviors, making the federal government look like angels when they are the authors of almost all of our problems. And they themselves are nothing but an occupational government seized by foreign interest on record. Let's go to Obama on BET, spreading the hate.
When you're dealing with something as deeply rooted as racism or bias in any society, you got to have vigilance, but you have to recognize that it's going to take some time and you just have to be steady.
That's changing the subject, Obama. That's changing the subject. Why is black unemployment double what it was 7 years ago? Why is the black prison population bigger than it was 7 years ago? I mean, you claim that you're going to deliver all this great stuff. Why don't you stop lying to people and explain to them government can't deliver anything but slavery long term? And we're now long term. We've been in big government a long time. It's now delivering the end game. You can rob and redistribute for a while. But after that, it doesn't work anymore. They only give us a little bit of welfare to get us addicted and domesticated, like the crack dealer gives you a little bit of drugs up front so that you are under their thumb so you won't even care they're selling us out to foreign interest. I'm going to give the number out right now. First-time callers today, 877-789-ALEX. I'd love to hear from you. We're live on the 7th day of December. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are the news websites. We got a ton of news coming up as they try to stoke a civil war in America. Stay with us.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me. My misfits way of life. A dark black past is my most valued possession. Hindsight is always 20/20. But looking back, it's still a bit fuzzy.
So let's go through this news ahead of your calls. Obama says racism deeply rooted in the United States. You think that's the only issue in the world? Not all of our Bill of Rights being stolen from us collectively, not our financial future being destroyed for every man, woman, and child in this country, the nation being turned into a third world hellhole, the borders being wide open, the government doing whatever it wants, violating law. No, the only issue is race, race, race. Oh, yeah, and the police. Just throw bottles at them and that'll fix everything. No, it'll let the feds come in and totally federalize them and militarize the daylights out of them. And here's the Bloomberg. Oh, I thought I was a conspiracy theorist when Bloomberg and the New York Times and the New York Magazine and Rolling Stone and Esquire and the LA Times. I'm not exaggerating. Every major publication, The Atlantic, Newsweek, Time at least 50 times, saying I'm a demon, saying I'm a fearmonger, saying America's being torn apart by design. Oh, but now look. Bloomberg and everybody else. Oh, my goodness. America is coming apart at the seams. America is coming apart at the seams. And it just goes to talk about how the nation's being divided and falling apart and going into crises. Well, that's been the plan. Berkeley protesters smash windows. Two officers hurt. NYPD cops warned militant group Black Guerrilla Family, that's a prison gang, preparing to shoot on-duty police officers. New York Daily News. Who do you think's killed all the cops out in Oakland? Thieves steal 5-foot crucifix from church during service. Isn't that nice? That's the kind of news I've got in that stack. So how do you change the subject? Well, you just continue to split the country apart. And now we have the Democrats preparing with Obama's executive order to legalize 30-plus million illegal aliens and then allow them to bring their families in. Congressional Republicans are to grill Obamacare consultant Gruber, who calls Americans dumb and admits they lied to people about Obamacare. That's in Reuters. Well, that's good. Why don't you repeal what the Republicans helped write? We know it's a fraud. Go ahead and grill Gruber, but then the House body needs to put pressure on John Joe Biden Boehner, and all the rest of the blue bloods. I just keep hammering on that. Listen to this. This is just the latest release. Obama deputies free 30,862 foreign criminals, many of them with aggravated crimes. That means, you know, robbing something armed or raping somebody or arson or child molestation. And that's just the latest of the 129,921 illegals released out of jail cells just this year. It's out of the Daily Caller. I laugh in a sad laugh. I'm not happy about it. It's just so ridiculous. Rahm Emanuel and Representative Gutierrez to rally immigrants under Obama's executive order. You know, I meant to bring the Austin American Statesman in here from Friday, but it had the headline that immigrants set to get documents. And it was talking about how the immigrants and the migrants. And I sat there. They'll never call them illegal aliens or people here to get something free. Because of that old cliche that, oh, all the immigrants are perfect, little angels, and they just want to work hard. Yeah, there are a lot of immigrants that want to come work hard because they can pay a lot more here than they could in their country. Great. It doesn't change the subject that I can't go anywhere in the world and get free welfare like they can here, and that it's designed to create a new voting bloc. And a lot of Democrats I know go, well, it's a good strategy for the party. A good strategy? It's kind of like the unions supporting NAFTA and GATT. That's like, I'm on the winning team. I slit my own throat. It'd be like if a criminal was about to slit your throat and you said, let me help you, because I'll then be on the winning team. It is what I call mass group Stockholm syndrome. Stockholm syndrome has been around forever, but you know the term got quantified by some cases in Europe where people kidnapped by their captors within a matter of weeks end up fighting the police, in some cases shooting them. They'll stand guard when the cops come to free you when you're kidnapped from the person beating you, raping you, whatever the case may be. Stockholm syndrome. Well, let me give the government and all the special interests a little news flash here. I don't have Stockholm syndrome. I'm upset. But at the same time, I am not going to mindlessly, like a bull running in a red cape, go after the low-level government people, most of which are more awake than the general public, in my experience, and are usually the people giving us all the key intel that turns out to be accurate. Pulling my bacon out of the fire repeatedly. So as bad as the military and the police are, as bad as people, even in federal agencies, are, on average, they're better than the general public. Let me tell you something, because they know what's going on. They know this show's for real. My question is, how do I get the general public to realize how much danger we're in? Because there's a global, worldwide destabilization program from Australia to Germany to the United States. They're pulling the same race war garbage, the same open borders garbage. They're pulling the exact same garbage. In fact, I took a screenshot of it. I was going to just try to save it. I want to read this quote from Infowars.com. I got a screenshot of it yesterday. For some reason, I can't even get into my photos. I've got too many photos on this phone. It's just gotten ridiculous. And here's the camera roll. Let me find that quote. Already taken a ton of photos. I was out at the graffiti wall today where they people do public street art. And looking for it. Thought I took a screenshot of that. Maybe I didn't. But basically, all the commenter... Here it is. All the commenter said was... Joel Griffin said, are we supporting the cops today, InfoWars? You change your mind so much, it's hard to keep up. Ben Franklin says, screen name, they support whichever side is right in each given situation, not one specific group in every situation. Joel Griffin goes on to say, they support white against the police and police against black. Find me one example that proves me wrong. Well, Joel, that's a ad hominem attack. I believe it was wrong to shoot that black woman driving around the Capitol last year in cold blood. And I believe it was wrong that they choked that black guy to death up in New York, where they just no-billed the cop. I think that type of illegal chokehold, the cop should get in trouble for doing that alone. And I think there's a lot of legitimate things about the police all over the country doing this asset forfeiture seizure, where in many jurisdictions they'll steal the money right out of your wallet. I mean, clearly there's boss hogs all over this nation. I've got a stack of examples today. But just to sit there and, again, go back to race mindlessly, burning down black churches, looting stores, is not going to help race relations or equality or anything, and just... mindlessly getting into a fight with low-level people in the government is going to do nothing but help the globalists. Colin, Bobby, Joseph, Cole, Mark, and many others, your calls are straight ahead on the other side. How do we stop the Civil War? How do we stop the obvious race baiting by the Justice Department? How do we make the Republican neocons and rhinos take action and reverse Obama and his power grab? We'll talk about it all straight ahead. You want answers? So do I.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I want a free market economy based on transparency, not a fraudulent economy based in scams and manipulation. I mean, here's the headline, Bloomberg: most Americans see race relations worsening since Obama's election. How do you make the giant globalist screw job of this country a racial issue? You put in a so-called black president and say everybody's racist if you don't support doing what he says. And then when that doesn't work, you just try to stir stuff up with the police and the public and get a conflagration going. This is a crazy time to be alive. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. First-time callers, 877-789-ALEX. Love to hear from you. I'm going to go to Colin, Bobby, Joseph, Cole, Mark, Sean, many others here in a moment. Then coming up in the next hour, I saw three or four positive pieces of news just in one stack I was looking at today, so I want to get into that. Also, Middle Eastern news, massive explosions reported following Israeli airstrikes near Syrian capital. We're going to get into the latest on drone collision, scare at Heathrow, Airbus and near miss with craft that ghosted into Britain's biggest airport undetected by air traffic control. That ties into rogue computerized cameras, plague BBC news presenters. Want to live forever? Tech firm wants to create your digital alter ego. South China Morning Post. I want to get into what the technocracy really means, because technology is being bent in a way as a Trojan horse to control humans and to basically lower our IQs and consciousness. Look what smartphones have done. Look what calculators have done. Yeah, they make things easy, but then no one knows how to do math. What are the side effects of this, especially when they're not side effects? Us using smartphones to get work done is a side effect of what the social engineers deployed them for. Saudi-born U.S. naval engineer allegedly gave undercover agent info on how to sink an aircraft carrier, showed up at the drop zone to get money from the FBI agent. That's just some of what's coming up. Man wielding knife stabs four people aboard Amtrak train in Michigan, CNN. What's the answer? Ban knives? Well, they're trying in England. Yeah, don't blame the guy with the knife. Just blame the knife. Of course, they're blaming the guy with the knife because it's not a gun. But in England, they go so far as to actually blame the knife because, you know, a block of knives at your house, why, it's going to come out of there at night and go kill people. This is the war against logic. You didn't build your business. Common core math, fuzzy math. I want to go to Mark in Texas first, because he's former law enforcement, wants to give his take on MSNB or MSM. I call it dinosaur media, only focusing on race. Yeah, there's cases all the time where cops, you know, black cops kill whites, whites kill whites, Hispanic cops kill blacks, Hispanic cops kill whites, whites kill Hispanic cops. I mean, this stuff just goes on. Good shootings, bad shootings. It just goes on out of 320 million people. But they want to make a few deaths the whole issue. And then again in Denver, I have the video coming up. If you're a TV viewer, radio listeners can see it at InfoWars.com. We simulcast at InfoWars.com/show if you want to actually see it. The car runs over two cops. Two of them were almost killed. And the crowd starts chanting, hit him again, hit him again. Think about that. Think about that. That's mob rule. That's mental illness. If I saw a group of cops run over some people, and then the cops chanted, hit him again, I would just go into a complete fit. And you would too. But what happens when citizens talk like that? Do you know those people that got hit? Do you know they're guilty of something? Do you want to have due process? See, I want to be given due process and treated like a human being. That means I've got to treat everybody else like that. I mean, this is just common sense stuff, and I don't know where it's going. But it shows how they've made it all about what color you are, how you dress, where you're from. It's all about gangs now. It's all about the surface. It's all about what you look like, the opposite of what Martin Luther King said. So Mark in Texas, then Colin and others. Mark, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Alex, I don't know if you ever heard of these guys on Sirius. I wish you were still on Sirius. I don't know why they took you off. But anyway, Bauer and Rose. They're two neocon types. One is, as a matter of fact, I think Bauer ran for president one time, right? And I managed to get through. Usually, they won't take calls like by somebody like me. But anyway, what I wanted to point out to them is that the whole racial thing is nothing but a divide. It's nothing but what the mainstream media, including, by the way, Fox News and most of mainstream talk, uses when the problem is police abuse around the country. And militarization of police, which they excuse. They thought it's fine, Danny, to militarize them. He said, it's because when you got kids growing up without fathers, that's an excuse of something for the military. I couldn't believe it.
And the state and the Democratic Party paid in the 60s black women not to have men at home. And they went from having better legitimacy numbers than whites to upwards of 90% not having fathers in the home, which they know makes you 5 to 7 times more likely to be in prison or drugs, where you go and get a gang member father figure. So you're absolutely right. I appreciate your call. Here's what's going on. we submit films to Apple iTunes, even when they solicit us, higher-level people kill it and don't let our stuff go on iTunes. That is my films, like Obama Deception. Google Store, this was in the news 5 years ago, killed Obama Deception and wouldn't let us sell it on a Google Store we set up. There's a news article about that. We got record listeners and subscribers for SiriusXM in the 5 years we were on. Executives there put me on there. It was a big controversy. And then in an internal deal with debt restructuring and a large bank cartel that came in and bought part of it, they said, kick Alex Jones and any other libertarian, paleo-conservative stuff off. Over 100 shows were kicked off of there because they don't want it to be heard. We have to jump through 100 hoops to get on something like iHeartRadio. And that's done by gatekeepers. Like, there'll be one executive who really likes what you're doing above somebody who doesn't like what you're doing, or vice versa. So just know this. The system does everything they can to keep us off of venues like Roku, Boxy, podcast on iTunes, you name it, where we are there. Because you know why? You go to any of the hundreds of platforms this show streams on, within a matter of weeks, we're on them. We climb to the top. I don't care if it's Shoutcast, where we're usually number one out of thousands of channels, and that's been around for 20 years. We've been on it for like 15, 16. We're number one. We end up becoming the top five anywhere we are in an open market. Well, how does the system compete with something that the people want? They shut it down. I mean, I've been on well over 100 stations just the last 5 years where we have top ratings in the city on a small station a lot of times. And boom, like Nosferatu comes a knocking at midnight, ESPN comes and buys the station and puts on sports over us. It's happened all over the country. So it isn't just about a free market. That's the point. They want a monopoly. But I got news for the establishment. 700, 800 million views conservatively on YouTube, just on our channels. 18 million listeners through the podcast, AM and FM, shortwave, all the different metrics we have a week. 18 million. And yeah, they've got all sorts of, Alexa got caught censoring us, and WorldNet Daily, and Drudge, and every other constitutional outfit. But we have subscriptions, our numbers are skyrocketing, but publicly it shows us nosediving, while MSNBC and these people that have no listeners, you know, that we're thousands of times bigger than online, are skyrocketing. I mean, they just are rigging things, but it doesn't matter to the sponsors. We've got more sponsors than we can ever even deal with. That's why we mainly just sell our own products, because the audience is so large, we can capitalize and fund things better that way and control quality. So, I mean, say I have no listeners. Just announce I'm dead. I'm still alive, like Mark Twain said. Rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated. I'm here growing. InfoWars is growing. But listen, listeners, they're trying to censor us because we're hurting them. You're hurting them. Tell your email list, your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, whatever you're on, tune in to InfoWars.com/show. Tune into this local AM and FM station. If you're listening on 590 right now in Austin, call your friends and family. Tell them tune into the second hour so they know. Get involved. Take action. The fact that they're scared trying to censor us on a thousand fronts shows we're cleaning their clocks and we're not going to stop. Tons of calls and a lot more. Straight ahead, the second hour. Promote the show. Give them a black eye.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to go to Colin, and everybody else is patiently holding. Let's go to Colin in California. Thanks for calling today.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother. Yep. You're on the air,
hey,
Colin.
How's it going, Alex?
Oh, good. Can you hear me?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about ISIS and about their endgame and possibly being
Yeah, I think you're having some phone problems. You're on air and you're talking about ISIS.
Going into Iran.
Yep, go ahead. Gonna have to let you go, bro. You got a bad phone. Bobby in North Carolina. Bobby, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, go ahead.
You there?
Yeah, we got a phone problem. I'm gonna put you guys on hold. We're gonna work on that. Got a board problem in there. We're not getting audio to the callers. Again, the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, and we will get you up on air. 877-789-2539. And coming up, I'm going to get into some examples of good things that are happening and examples of humanity getting awake, getting involved, and taking action. We're also going to look at some examples of corruption in government at the low level and contrast that with high-level corruption. We're going to look at GCHQ, that's the NSA in England, snoop through office emails. Anti-spy agency will monitor disgruntled employees in the UK. See, they're just announcing illegal spying to everybody. Let's see if the phones are working now. Bobby, you're on the air. And callers we couldn't hear, call back. Bobby, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Good.
Hey, I was wanting to talk about the Michael Savage book, Stop the Civil War.
Yes.
For the coming Civil War. I just want to thank you guys for, you know, plugging it, because I would never have heard of it. That is simply one of the best books I've ever read.
Well, Savage understands they're trying to start a civil war. That's why I harp on it a couple days a week, is that now you can see it. I mean, how obvious is this getting?
I mean, it's terrible. I mean, and a lot of my friends don't even pay attention, or I guess they're happy watching sports or whatever.
Well, what struck you by that book is particularly informative.
Well, the main thing is that how so much blacks and Hispanics are really voting Democrat when the Democrats want to hold them down. Want to suppress them.
Well, their agenda openly does that, and then the Republicans are like a placeholder that just act like they're fighting against it. It's a globally engineered system, and people have to understand that. I mean, anything you see being pushed by MSM is this larger agenda.
You know, you don't hear on other news networks or what they call the mainstream media, which really isn't all that mainstream.
Do you have any other points to make, or do you have any comments?
I just thank you, man, just for all you guys. It's just a great book. One of the best I've read. Can't plug it enough.
I hear you. It's excellent. I read it myself, and it was nightmarish to read it because it put into context all the things I've been seeing and that I'm so worried about. Now, I'm going to do this when we come back. I'm going to race through your phone calls. I want to take a lot of them. So, Joseph in Oregon, be ready. Cole in Tennessee, Shaw in Oregon, and many others. But thank you, Bobby, in North Carolina, for that phone call. And then I will get into some positive news examples that are out there as well. And we'll get into man-wielding knife stabs for people aboard Amtrak train in Michigan. Some of the headlines on Infowars.com. The cost of the Ferguson unrest is now $12 million. There's an incredible video. A factory farm whistleblower unveils disturbing video. Dog alerted Al-Qaeda to Navy SEALs rescue of hostages. Execution of Luke Summers. More war on terror propaganda. We're going to get into just some of the other news dealing with the UN and more straight ahead. The UN climate change fraud is imploding.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're into hour number two here, ladies and gentlemen. We're live. It's the seventh day of December 2014. I want to go to Joseph, Cole, Sean, John, Raptor Man, and many others that are patiently holding. Then in the next segment, more and more robot automated systems are going haywire. Drone collision scare at Heathrow. Rogue computerized cameras plague BBC News presenters. Want to live forever? Tech firm wants to create your own digital alter ego. That's just some of the news on that front. We're also going to get into people just in the offices being spied on by the NSA and the British NSA agency. So they've gone from denying this is going on to just throwing it in our face, even though it's illegal. This is part of the criminal revolution from the top of Western governments down. And so our anger should be focused at those pulling the strings and those controlling the senators, the members of parliament, the members of the House, the governors, not focused on the average bureaucrat that is a compartmentalized slave. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Joseph in Oregon. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yep, I put you on air. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, my name is Ivan. I'm actually Joseph's business partner. He had to switch me over to the
I got
to
let you go, brother. I'm sorry. I just, sometimes we take calls and they're smooth and clear. Today it's been bumpy, and I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but I'm getting upset. Because what happens is I go to callers and they always say, I want to talk about this. Man, you're on air, brother. When you hear me hear the button, it goes, psh, and you're on air, you are on air. You are on air. Everybody's like, hello, hello, hello. Man, you're on air, okay? I love you. You're on air. Now, I'm going to explain to everybody who I'm going to go to. I'm going to go to Cole. Then I'm going to go to Sean. Then I'm going to go to Victor. Then I'm going to go to John. Then I'm going to go to Raptor Man and others. I'm going to take a ton of calls. In fact, I'm doing nothing but calls the rest of the show and some positive news articles. I'm going to take a bunch of them. It's going to happen today. All right? Now, drum roll. I'm going to go to Cole, and he's going to be on air from Tennessee. Cole, you're on the air.
All right. How you doing? Just wanted to say that everybody is on board with it. There's more people that know and that are waking up, like you said. And the president says, you know, everybody agrees with this this amnesty stuff, and I'm just getting frustrated. I got my, you know, survival stuff all set up, and, you know, I got a few more things to get. But, how, you know, who's our champion? How do we change this stuff? We went to war for this nation over a tea tax, and the stuff they're doing to us now, it's ridiculous. And they don't, you know, I mean, I don't know that much, but I know a little bit of history. And
well, the answer is you run for office, you elect good people, you promote a culture of liberty. We don't take corruption standing down anymore. We get upset about things. We promote freedom. We educate the young. We take back our communities. We defederalize things. We stand up against the state trying to promote racism. We realize the Democratic Party is the part of the Ku Klux Klan here to create racial division. God bless you. Great point. And I'm sorry the other caller who said my business partner was on the phone, so now I'm on the phone. I don't mean to get irritated. It has nothing to do with you. It's just when the phones don't go smooth or we have technical difficulties, I get irritated sometimes because I want to talk to you. Now, I'm going to go to Sean in Oregon now. Sean in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Alex. I would like to make the point that I don't hear enough of, and I don't pretend to hear everything, but Obama's open borders completely undermines any possible scenario under which this police state is there to help us. It's a fraud. I just don't hear enough about the obvious logical problem in that situation.
Well, elaborate on why it's a fraud. I agree with you. But
well, you go to the reports about how to secure our nation against terrorism. First among the items listed is secure the borders so no bad guys can get where they can do bad things.
That's right. We have internal checkpoints at the airport, but our borders are wide open, showing it's all a fraud. But our borders are really so that people can't come in and engage in criminal activity, so diseases can't come in, so that we can decide the type of immigrants we want, like Switzerland and others do, so that we don't commit collective suicide, dropping our wages and bringing in pliant groups.
It seems to me a simple point people can easily understand. The police state says it's there to keep you safe. Among the first things that they're charged with doing in the Constitution is protecting the borders, and yet they don't do that. It seems to me people can very easily understand that.
No, I agree with you, and that's why it's a fraud. Look, the political class, openly run by foreign interest, have conquered the nation through fraud. If that's ever exposed, and people realize the Federal Reserve is foreign-owned and is not federal, and things like that, it's game over. So what's the answer? Open the borders up, bring in 30, 40, 50 million people every 5 years, sign them up on welfare, enroll them as Democratic Party voters, and you'll have a voting block very quickly, like California, to take all the guns, all the private property and everything else, unless you're an insider. The real discrimination is Google and Microsoft and Warren Buffett's companies and General Electric are almost completely tax exempt. Look it up. And they're the ones lobbying to raise taxes and take our guns because they conquered the country. They don't want us to have money. They want us poor. They've already taken over. I appreciate your call. Great points. Thank you so much. Let's go to John in Michigan. John in Michigan, thanks for holding.
Alex.
Welcome.
What's your thoughts on these Bosnian people in St. Louis who were attacked? Like just a few days ago, the guy was beaten to death with a hammer. And then just yesterday, the lady was drug out of her car, and the people that drug her out said, you know, they want to kill a white person or a Bosnian, you know, they're ethnically.
Sure, sure. What's happening is a lot of Eastern Europeans are moving in to some of the Rust Belt areas in the Midwest, Missouri up into Illinois, Michigan, and the racially based inner city Black Klan members, basically. That's all. Just like poor whites join the Klan, poor blacks get into this race-based stuff. And they've been told by Farrakhan and others, and we played the clips last week, you know, when they start to die, when they go out to get a Wendy's burger, then they won't do it anymore. Well, I mean, it's mainly poor immigrant whites that are moving into these poor areas, so they're getting killed. And it's just total racism. Just like a bunch of, you know, buck-toothed or toothless white racists, they'll pull over some black man walking from his job and drag him to death. It's just the same ignorant mindlessness. And if you want my view on it, that's what's happening.
Yeah, what do you think, though? I mean, because in Bosnia, I mean, it's in the Bosnian War. Most of them are coming from a war-torn country. I mean, the Bosnians, they splitted the parties and divided them along ethnic lines in the country, you know? I could see a similar thing happening here. What do you think also about the Stand With Hillary PAC 2016? Have you seen the new commercial? It's total propaganda for Hillary.
No, let's go to the Stand With Hillary PAC. So I've seen some disgusting ads from them. And people say, oh, she'll never win. Well, wait a minute. The establishment is trying to force her in. In fact, we do have the ad. The guys were trying to get me to look at it earlier. I'll look at that during the break and talk about it after the break. Thank you so much, brother. Yeah, I mean, where are whites rioting everywhere? Every day I see articles about whites being drug out of cars, carjacked, shot, heads beat in with hammers, and it'll be in the local news but nowhere else. And where are whites randomly going out and rioting or attacking police over that? Because whites are accused all day of being ethnically based. Whites are the most unethnically based group I know. I mean, it's just pure bull. I'll tell you what, whites on average, the ones I know that are successful are based. It's called money. They're into green, and they're into success. Any group that's into success is going to be more successful. Groups that are into being criminals and thugs, well, they're going to be criminals and thugs. I mean, come on, it's simple.
Another world.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time.
Where 2 + 2 = 5.
In the age of wonder.
It's Obama Bizarro World.
Another world.
Where you can keep your doctor.
Another time.
Where there are no death panels.
Bible's green and good.
And where the illegals don't get free welfare and anger babies.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got this Hillary Clinton ad that I'm... Thank you guys for trying to get me to watch it before the show. It is so outrageous. I'm Hillary Clinton, and I'm the meanest rootin' tootin' redneck right-winger since Yosemite Sam, west of the Pecos, and the Tetons, and the Klondikes, and the... Remember when she went to Kentucky, and she went, I'm good to be here with you today. And then when she's out in L.A., she's like, hello, Latinos, would you... I mean, this is how dumb they think you are. And Perry's gotten caught doing that. Remember when he went to L.A. and he's like, hello, everyone, I'm here to see you. I mean, just talk like you talk. So annoying. We've all got friends. He'll go in a Mexican food restaurant or something, and they go, hello, I want to talk to people like real slow, like they're stupid. I want to strangle them. We're going, anyways, Hillary has now said she's against open borders. I've even heard her on TV going, well, I think we should have a Second Amendment. We don't need more gun control. The Democrats are run by the Clintons. They run Obama. I mean, you understand, they've got all the dirt. They financed him. They run him. Meanwhile, they're like, elect me, I'm so right-wing, it's incredible. You know, I've already kind of gotten into this. Let's just play this now, then I'll go to Victor in California and Tom and everybody else. I'm going to go to everybody, but let's go ahead and play the new Hillary pack where who needs John Wayne? You've got Hillary, John Wayne, Clinton. And, of course, it's all come out what we already knew. Yeah, she had Chelsea as a beard. And, I mean, she gets more ladies than Clinton, than Bill does. Which, hey, I'm a libertarian. I'm not attacking her. It's just stop acting. Look, listen, you and Janet Reno just sail off into the sunset. I'm the type of guy that is open-minded. And if you look like you were beat with an ugly stick, that's okay. Just don't come after my guns, woman, you wart-covered demon. Now let's go ahead and play this clip where she's a family woman and right-wing. For radio listeners, you got to go to InfoWars.com to see the video, because this guy's walking around in cowboy boots, strutting around. Boy, there ain't nothing better than Hillary. Let's go to that clip right now. All righty, I like Hillary, huh? Look at them cowboys. Imagine when they cynically made this ad. I mean, they're just going, let's make fun of all these trailer trash people and rip them off. Hillary 2016. Mark Manor, bear, 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 bear. Mark Manor, bear. Oh, look at that Ford truck. I'm a hardcore commie. That's why I love Hillary. Look at that red barn.
Back in time. Learning
more. This is not satire. This is actually from her. Looking back at all the women she loved. Looking back, looking back, sitting around having a meal, praying to God.
And now
we love you, Hillary. Trendy beards. He loves her. She fights for country. She fights for family. She fights for the NAU to get rid of sovereignty and jobs for you. She fights to disarm all the slaves, but I'm getting paid to say something else.
Cause our American dream. Aren't choices that need to be made.
Look at American dream right there, boy.
Needing
out a gasoline can in his hand. That's subliminal. Burn the country down. Look at that baby. She see the Hillary wishes it was aborted. Through it all, Hillary, I love you. Oh, my cupcake. Oh. She fights for country. That's why she ordered the Benghazi stand down. Why does it matter? What difference does it make? Just turn your guns in. Stand up for Hillary. America, 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 America. He's got the can of gasoline to go burn down the country and smash it. And that is put out by her political pact. And that is how dumb they think you are. Can we find her talking in the Kentucky accent? Just Google Hillary Kentucky accent. She's like, I ain't gonna be. Hell, you right, granny, you want some possum grits? Or you want to get Cousin Jeb in there? They're out there in the cement pool right now while we're riding our horses to school in the morning.
Senator Clinton and her campaign took a trip down south, and apparently so did her accent. Listen to this.
I don't feel no ways tired.
I like that woman.
I'm too far.
Yeah, boy.
Where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe
That's
he
enough.
Brought me this far.
Turn it off. I can't see any more of it. I mean, they are so preying on everyone. And all this black identity stuff on MSNBC is just as cynical. Yeah. Get this, that Alex Jones is racist. This is 3 years ago. He doesn't want you to have the free health care. He's racist. I'm like, here's the bill. Totally rips you off. Shut up, racist. That's all they've got. We're going to break, coming back, and blitzkrieging through your wonderful calls. Well, thank you all for calling. I'm going to get to all those. Briefly, we still have a lot of specials running at InfoWarsLife.com, our groundbreaking supplements that also help fund the operation, so it's a win-win. I can't tell you what iodine deficiency in my life was doing. Well, I finally got true crystal form that nobody else has got. Deep Earth, Survival Shield X2, and Survival Shield. When I finally got the Ancient Defense, new product that we've come out with that deals with immunity, Super Mel Vitality, all of it has changed my life. Check it out for yourself, InfoWarsLife.com. I'll just talk in my real accent to plug this. Sorry, I'm not Hillary. Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, that is almost sold out. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. They make great gifts, and as long as you order by December 17th, you got guaranteed delivery in the lower 48 before Christmas. And we're self-funded. We're not funded by taking your taxpayer money at gunpoint. You decide to fund us.
What would you do? If you were asked to give up your dreams for freedom, what would you do if asked to make the ultimate sacrifice?
That's What Would You Do from Team America, 2004.
Gave up everything they had. Would you think about all them who wanted us? And would you start to feel bad?
And that's a, you could say, right-wing movie that attacked Democrats, making fun of how Republicans use cheesy country songs to promote Bush's police state agenda. You can't deny it was an un-American agenda domestically, bare minimum. Patriot Act, all of it that Obama's expanded. It's un-American. It's against the law. I don't care if they pass the law. It doesn't get rid of the original Bill of Rights and Constitution. And we've had the constitutional scholars on. They concur. It's not my opinion. No one disagrees with that across the board, unless it's the Justice Department. But then Hillary comes out with this video and puts it on her PACT website. What's the name of it? I forget. Stand with Hillary. And it's a guy going, I love Hillary. Oh, boy, she loves families and girls and women and little children. And, oh, she loves America. This is how cynical they are. I'm going to go to your phone calls. In the next segment, I'm going to get into some positive news that I haven't hit yet, just to show how we are on the march. The empire of fraud is on the run. But let's go to Victor in California. Thanks for holding, Victor. You're on the air worldwide. I know you're calling in about Obama and the fact that he thinks he's above the law. But first off, what do you think of that Hillary Clinton music video?
I honestly completely agree. I think it's pretty insane how they can sort of become albinos and sort of switch it up in every different state. It sort of gives you a, you know, an idea, you know, of how they just live in a completely different reality compared to, you know, the typical person that's, you know, working a 9-to-5.
That's right. And they only want to keep the image out there that we're not awake. We're already awake. The awakening's already happened. Now it's accelerating. It's deepening. They just want to keep the illusion going that, A, there's a political difference between the Republican and Democratic leadership, and, B, that everyone's going along with them, but people aren't going along with them. What do you think is going to happen to Boehner and McConnell when they try to block repealing Obamacare, when the thing is unpopular with Democrats? Open borders with Hispanics, who aren't even citizens, is 60-plus percent against it. Citizens is over 75%. So, see, that's another fraud, that Hispanics want open borders. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's pretty insane. I'm actually in the heart of everything that's going on, I guess you can say, democratically. I'm in right in Los Angeles, and you know, I can see everything that's being affected by you know, the leadership and, you know, all the decisions that are going on behind closed doors. But about the whole illegals, or I guess you can say migrants, you know, I went to the store today and I actually saw a magazine, and, you know, it immediately caught my attention because, you know, one, it was in Spanish, and two, you know, you had a big picture of Obama literally on the front cover. It's called elviso.com, and in the front you can see, you know, a whole bunch of, you know, migrants in the front with their flags, and you see a big banner that says full rights for immigrants and, you know, basically how great it is.
Now imagine that. You come to the country and you get full citizenship basically by fiat, and this is the checkmate plan. Bring in the whole world, make the Democratic Party the savior, and the Republicans are going along with it. That's what's so incredible. Thank you so much, Victor, for calling. Tom, we're going to go to Tom in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey there, Alex. Pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I've had an issue I've worked on for some time. I'm an attorney, and it's bothered me for quite a while, and that is, and I've tried to boil it down to the most fundamental ideas, and that is, with regard to the federal income tax, there really is no jurisdiction to tax us on an individual basis.
No, I've had all the top lawyers on. I've had members of Congress on. I've had the scholars that checked it. The income tax was never ratified. It's unconstitutional. It's in the Communist Manifesto. We didn't get it till 1913, same year as the Federal Reserve. It was illegally passed, never passed the states, illegally passed federally by three senators in a non-quorum vote, and it wasn't even implemented till the 50s, and we built the country without it, and it only goes to interest on the debt, and it's how they control the economy by selectively putting it on U.S. companies, but not on foreign companies. That's how it's a tariff. The income tax, above all, is a internal tariff to discriminate against American development. That's it. Go ahead.
There's actually just another layer to it. And the way it is stuck is that Americans are dragged into court to serve as jurors in tax cases in district courts on various juries. And they believe, hey, these guys are tax evaders. We got to get them. But the bottom line is the federal government cannot tax the exercise of a fundamental right. Our right to work is a fundamental right secured by our government.
Absolutely. For those that don't know, it's in jurisprudence up till the 50s and through that you can't tax labor. You can only tax people using major roads that are publicly paid for, things like that. A sales tax is constitutional. An income tax is not. And you're absolutely right, sir. The income tax is the creation of the very big European banks that put the communists in power in Russia. And that's why they have an income tax in China. They have one in Russia. It is in the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. It is completely un-American and anathema.
I couldn't agree more. And a little bit further is that, I mean, the jurors, it's Americans ourselves that are holding our neighbors guilt, you know, holding them liable for a statute which doesn't impose liability. And it's maddening.
Folks, how do you think all the major corporations pay basically zero federal tax? Because they wrote the loopholes. And they, again, it's straitjacket, a ball and chain to weigh down all their competition so they can selectively operate overseas and domestically. Give a few facts about the fraud of the so-called income tax.
And this is not a staunch anti-government position. The Constitution provides that the federal government can tax each and every one of us directly, but that would require apportionment. And my gosh, you talk about a different animal trying to sell that politically.
Right. They got to hide the income tax by employers over the employed, and they do not want it. I mean, like Congress exempts itself from Obamacare. I mean, have you ever noticed the last time I saw 60%+ of Congress doesn't even pay the income tax? And the law applies to them. They just don't do it. Who was that famous rich lady in court who said, taxes? Only poor people pay taxes, because it's true. I mean, you can go out and hire these fancy accounting firms and play all these games, and you basically don't pay income tax. I refuse to do it. I pay the mafia taxes, they'll break my legs. I pay the full sickening amount, so if they ever try to set me up, I'm lily clean. Appreciate your call. It is very frustrating, folks. Thank you, Tom. Just look into it, people. It's just Raptor Man. Raptor Man was not a very nice guy in Full Metal Jacket. Go ahead, Raptor Man.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
You know, I've been an information hound for a long time, and in the last couple of years, you can see the pace quickening with the crises and the disinformation.
Oh, yeah.
You ask yourself why, you know? And you can see, like, before 9/11, they passed the Patriot Act, or they wrote it before it even came in, you know, before 9/11 even happened. And you can see them, you know, getting ready to pass the Transatlantic Trade Partnership, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. You know, they already got the EU wrapped up. You know, it's everything you've talked about in an end game, but they're getting it, the skeleton ready. And the Ebola, the race war, border collapse is a distraction.
It's all a distraction, as you just said, from the Trans-Pacific Partnership that literally ends the freedom as we know it, takes away all of our rights, signs them over to a foreign group. It's a distraction from the derivatives coming due. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's the trilateral plan, exactly. And, you know,
well, I'm gonna hold you over, Raptor Man, because Trilateral Commission, Brzezinski, Jimmy Carter, David Rockefeller, founded 1973, 1974, before he was even president. We're going to get into that coming up. And yes, you read the trilateral plan that's public. They're following it. Again, how do I know all this? Because it's public. That's what's so frustrating. I'm warning you. Infowars.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance.
Oh, yes.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I want to rampage through Raptor Man, John, Steve, Peyton, and Michael's calls. That's all we've got time for. I want to hit a few positive news points first. And I'm going to spend more time tomorrow on the weekday show on this because it's so important. Hershey explores removal of corn syrup, New York. Why is that so important? Well, Hershey's already moved years ago to Mexico. But, see, they don't care about that. They don't care about jobs in America. But the fact that people won't buy their products because they've got high fructose corn syrup in it linked to diabetes and so many other medical problems. They have all these PR program ads about how good corn syrup is for you and high fructose. People just aren't buying it, so it's being taken out of ketchup, everything else. An example of voting with your dollars, people power. A UN poll reveals global population not convinced by climate change scaremongering. Breitbart reports on that. People think basically in the poll that it's the biggest fraud out there. So there you go. See, it's not working. San Diego encourages rainwater harvesting with rebates on your water bill to harvest rainwater. Most counties and cities are trying to find people they catch doing it. The answer is getting the people all involved producing. The answer is production. The answer is believing in people and decentralization. Wall Street moves to put taxpayers on the hook for derivatives trades. Michael Krieger up on Infowars.com. Remember, what Wall Street wants, Wall Street gets. But the good news is the legislation's now in trouble. Kurt Nemo wrote about it as well, trying to sign us on and guarantee multinational companies who create derivatives. A derivative, whether it's credit default swaps, and there's hundreds of different types, is counterfeit. It's just fancy counterfeit. Here's an example. Selling a mortgage 20 times and then selling the insurance on that mortgage multiple times. Credit default swaps. I mean, give me a break. This is why they want us race warring on the streets, because they're busy out the back door robbing everyone. Tell me we're smart enough not to buy into this garbage. Raptor Man, finish up your point. You're making a great point about distractions for the takeovers that are happening right now.
Well, you know, you see these crises quickening, and people can only take so many crises at a time. So when they're throwing a lot at you, you got to ask why. And, you know, they're using quantum computers to watch everything, quantify everything. Well, I'm using my quantum computer to make a prediction, and it's not hard. Obama will pass these trade initiatives with fast-track authority in the next 2 years. He's their closer.
He is their closing pitcher, and they've got a bunch of Republicans behind it, shining over everything from internet freedom to taxation power to the courts, away from Congress to the unelected multinational boards, and the entire 30-point plan is, quote, secret. Let's remember that. Great point.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, it's going to be great for all these people out there that think fantasy football is the most important. Hey, great, great dads. Watch your football, act cool while your whole future's robbed. Be a bunch of chumps. You're not men. And I'm not knocking guys that watch football, but you should get a lot more upset about having your whole future stolen than you care about your quarterback getting hurt. John in Denver, you're on the air. Welcome. Okay, John's not there. Go ahead, John. He's gone. Let's go to Peyton in Texas. Peyton, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going over there?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
I was going to give you a piece of good news. I've talked to ranchers down in South Texas. I'm from Brownsville myself, and know all the King Ranch people and the Armstrongs, Kennedys, and all that. And they are wiping out these guys that are non-Mexican and burying them right there in the sand. And that goes all the way up to Corpus Christi and all the way to Gonzales, the same thing. They don't want these son of a bitch. Excuse.
Sounds like you've had a little bit of whiskey in the eggnog. Is that fair to say? How many drinks have you had?
Fair to say, yes, it is.
But yeah, you're saying the other than Mexicans, are you saying Muslim extremists are being executed?
Exactly. And this has been going on for about 8-10 months, and I'm calling, you know, periodically, and they're telling me, yeah, they're really heavy. They're moving.
Yeah, the U.S. military's down there, and there is Saudi Arabia's double-crossing the New World Order because they got double-crossed. And from the intel I've got, they are trying to spill a bunch of people in, and they do have U.S. Army and Marines down there, and there is a war basically going on. And what you just brought up is extremely secretive. That's why I haven't even gotten into it, but I've been told about it by very high-level sources from multiple angles. And that's all I'm going to say about it at this time, so I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Ohio. Steve, you're on the air. Welcome.
Saudi Arabia got double-crossed. Hey, yeah. I wanted to talk about something that's called House Resolution 758. I ain't heard much about
it. Yeah, Ron Paul wrote an article. It's on Infowars.com saying it is an act of war. It is an act of war against Russia, who's done nothing to us. Not saying they're perfect, but they're not offensive. The West, with George Soros, is basically declaring economic war on Russia.
Yeah, and I read it. I guess they want Russia to break all ties with Assad, get out of Crimea. It's been kind of a media blackout in the mainstream.
Yeah, they want them to turn loose their ports, give them their gas pipelines, back Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and let Russia's the one beating ISIS right now, really Al-Qaeda. And you're absolutely right. It's truly disgusting.
Yeah, and now they're going to put that pipeline through Turkey and to the Greece border to try to get into Central Europe. So, U.S. is pretty mad, and they ain't going to put up with it.
Well, let's be clear, and I appreciate your call. The globalists didn't want America to have access to Canadian oil. There's more oil in Canada than there is in the U.S. The U.S. is now the number one producer in the world. Number two is Saudi Arabia. Number three is Canada. And that's why they killed the Keystone and four other pipelines so that Soros and Buffett can transship it on trains to the west coast of Canada and ship it to China and Japan. That's economic warfare. They can shut off our coal power plants. They can shut off our oil. Obama, in the last month, has cut by half the number of oil drilling permits. They're not issuing them. I just got chills. These are acts of war, people. Do you understand that? Because so many small companies drilled, our oil prices have gone down. There's other reasons as well. But everything they can do to screw us over. Well, same thing to Russia. You got multinational globalists that want an artificial scarcity of energy. Russia is trying to deliver gas and oil to China, to Europe. So they're being encircled and their pipelines are being blown up. See, they can't just cut them off with Congress or with an executive order like Keystone. So they blow them up. Now, that's not right. That is economic piracy and anti-free market and anti-prosperity. And now you're talking my language. Energy is everything. That's why I'm obsessed on it. Michael, last caller, San Francisco. You're our tail gunner. Take us out.
Hello, Alex. I got a joke for you. I don't know what San Francisco would look like underneath 400 feet of water, but I know what it would sound like. Google, 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 Google.
Ted, they just moved in a Google artificial intelligence takeover, metastasization in downtown Austin.
Right. Can I give you one more quick one?
Yes, sir.
10-4. Trying to log on to the iPhone today, couldn't do it. You're telling me Google and Apple don't have caller ID? You're telling me Google, who knows the color and pattern of wallpaper on your bathroom wall, the name of the guy that made it in Muncie, Indiana in 1972, and the kind of beer he had when he got off that third shift? If you can't log on to your computer, you didn't build that!
Absolutely. You didn't build another one. You suck air into your lungs. You didn't do it. Government did it. Appreciate your call. It's funny stuff you were saying, but a bit overdriven. I'm out of time. Don't have time to get to everybody else. I appreciate the listeners. I'm nothing special. I know how to read CFR documents. I know how to read UN documents. Bottom line, the people that have seized control of our world have bad will towards the public. America and the world is in trouble even if we try to be good. We're really sunk if we just try to build a tyranny. And I know the average person out there, I don't care what color you are or whether you're a school teacher or a private worker or a business owner or a cop, I think you want prosperity and justice at the end of the day. But we've got to admit how much trouble we're in politically to ever change that. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and the radio show. The system's trying to censor us. We're growing, but they're doing everything they can and turning the heat up to try to shut us down. Please buy the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the Molon Labe M16 belt buckles in and the Molon Labe Spartan buckles in. They will sell out. We only print 500 of each. This is the second design in the Molon Labe line. There'll only be one other in the Molon Labe line. We're going to discontinue that. InfoWarsStore.com or made in 1776. Or 888-253-3139. And Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality is still discounted. I cannot think of a better stocking stuffer than these concentrated herbs and other formula together that I tell you will put the sizzle back in your Christmas. I'm here to tell you. So InfoWarsLife.com. Great job to the crew. God bless you all. Have a great Sunday.